Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds, we'll be joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions, the live workout, and the discussion focusing around body shapes. So if you've got any questions that you want answered on that topic, you can do so. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Following after Ronald will be Fatima Sirat, psychological therapist, and she talks to us about assertiveness. What is assertiveness? We'll be discussing that, inshallah, at 1:45. But now it's time to join Ronald for the live workouts on the verbal fitness sessions. He joins us now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you all, brother Jal?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
I am good. So far, so good. In between meetings, but I'm excited to get our listeners active and give them some insight into different body shapes and what it actually means.
Brilliant stuff. Now, before we head into the body shape discussion, it's time for the much-awaited workout, Ronald.
Well, most definitely so. And it's a Monday. You know, more often than not, people have tended to overindulge on the weekend. So we need to really spice up the metabolism and really get it up and to burn the excess calories that we've consumed. So let's get going without further ado.
Let's go.
So what I want people to do right now is stand up wherever you are.
Okay.
Okay? And I want you to just to gently, you know, lift up on your heels as though you're bouncing and moving around as though it's cold. And I want you to gently jab around. So you're going to be moving around a small space about 2 meters in each direction, moving around, and you're going to be jabbing in front of you. Keep on punching, and you're punching left, punching right, and you're just moving around and punching. What this does is that by moving around, you create light impact on the lower body, but also it's resistance bearing. So when you're doing this and you're punching as well, it's a great way to get your heart rate up. It's a great way to get your body warm and, of course, to help you burn calories. So keep on going, upper body, lower body. This you do for 60 seconds. And then when I say stop, I want you to stop wherever you are, and you're going to punch for as hard and as speedfully as you can. Okay? All right, keep bouncing. All right, stop. Now punch. Fast as you can, hard as you can, fast as you can. Punch. 10 seconds. And you do this for 15 seconds, right? Then move around and gently punch. Move around and gently punch. So what we're doing right now is we're bringing in explosive interval cardio sessions. So when I say stop again, you're going to stop wherever you are and punch with this power and speed. All right, stop. Go again. Punch with power and speed. Keep on going. Left, right. Hard as you can, fast as you can. Tight fist. And keep on going. And you repeat the sequence for 2 more times. What you do is basically you're challenging the body to do high-intensity cardio. We're talking about other high-intensity training, but this is pushing your body in one cardio session into doing high-intensity and low-intensity, which challenges your metabolism and your fat burning to really spice up and increase and really help you burn a lot more calories. The next exercise we're going to be doing is, of course, the sideways lunge. Now, the sideways lunge helps you work the sides, the inside thighs, and, of course, the outside of the leg. You stand with your feet shoulder-width apart. Take a step to your right and put all the weight onto your right leg. Hold it. Keep your left leg slightly bent and bring that foot in. Step to the left side with your left leg. Bend that leg a lot more. Keep the right leg slightly bent, if not straight. Then you keep alternating left and right, left and right. It's a smooth motion. It's not a jagged motion. It's not a explosive motion. It's a smooth motion. And as you go down, you pause it for a second, put all the pressure onto that thigh muscle and the hamstring muscle, and then onto the next leg. And you keep on alternating this exercise for 45 seconds. All right? Okay. Bring it back in, and I want us to go straight onto our tummies. And when you're on your tummy, I want you to go into the plank position. Now, we're doing upper body and lower body today. So into the plank position. The plank position is where your forearms are on the floor, your arms are bent at 90 degrees, your feet are on the floor, and your buttocks is lifted up. Now, you're trying to keep your back straight as possible. So you're not arching, you're not raising your glutes too high, you're not dropping it too low and causing an arch in your back. It's flat. So you're pulling your tummy in towards your spine, tightening it. And what you can then do is I want you now to punch it forward and punch forward with the right hand and punch forward with the left. Much more difficult to do. Keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart. And if this is too tough for you, you can do this exercise with your knees on the floor. This I call the punch plank. So what it does is by lifting and punching in front of you, you work the shoulder muscles, you work the triceps, but you engage and you work your abs even more. So it tightens that area phenomenally well. So keep on going. Left punch.
I like
right
this.
Punch. Left punch. Right punch. And the whole time your feet are on the floor or your knees are on the floor and your back is straight. And this really, really, really engages your abs. Also, when you're on one hand and you punch with the other hand, you're out of balance. And it works your proprioceptors, keeps you engaged, your core is being worked. It's a beautiful exercise to do. And just really adds spice to any workout that you may be doing. All right? Now, from there, bring the hands back in. And I want you to go into a push-up position. And I just want you now to do push-ups for 30 seconds. Traditional push-ups, 30 seconds non-stop. Keep engaging the core, work the chest, work the shoulders, and you're doing this explosively. So you're doing it as fast as you can, pushing and straightening up on the elbows, bending right down, letting your chin touch the floor, and you keep on going non-stop for 30 seconds. When you get to about 15 seconds, it starts to burn and you want to quit. Do not quit. Keep pushing through that. All right, 5, 4 more push-ups, 3 more push-ups, 2 more push-ups, 1 more, and up you come. Let's stand up. And finally, again, we're going to end off with some elbows. Now, the elbow is also going to help work your side abs, work your upper back. I want you to keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart, bend your knees slightly, and plant yourself into the ground. Lift your hands up and tuck your fist, make a tight fist, tuck it into your shoulder, and I want you to then elbow in front of you. So you're moving the elbows as though you're in a pendulum-like motion. So you keep your elbows up parallel to the ground, and you're moving them in a pendulum-like motion, left to right, right to left. It loosens up on the back, works the abs, and of course is great cardio. And you do this with power and speed to really ensure that you get the calories up but also get the muscle toning effect that you're aiming for. And that is how unique, interesting, and simple today's workout is.
Sure, that was a good workout, yeah, I won't lie. Ronald, can you hear me, bro?
Yes, I can hear you, my brother.
Okay, now I need an exercise from you in this build-up as I work towards fitness once again. I haven't run or played soccer for a few weeks now. So what do you suggest in the meantime, as I get fitter, you know, to keep the heart rate, you know, pulsing?
You know what? Very simple. You have to do really short, explosive endurance building and, of course, cardio building, cardio exercises. So it's got to be something along the lines of with not a lot of space. Even your living room, your TV room, your lounge, your dining room, you can really bring this in. You do something called mini sprints. Now, it's literally between wherever you are and 5 meters in front of you. You sprint forward and then jog back. Sprint forward and then jog backwards. But you don't jog facing forward. You're doing a backwards jog so that you're facing in the same direction, but you're going backwards.
Yeah.
Because you need to prepare the body for every possible motion moving forward, backwards, and sideways with your football training.
Right.
So you bring that in. You then go into plyometric squats where you're going to be squatting down and jumping up. I know you love those.
Yep.
You know? So squat and jump, you're doing those squat jumps, and then you go back into the side sprint. So you shuffle to the right with 3 steps, shuffle to the left with 3 steps, jump again up and down, and then you repeat that same sequence. Go as quickly as you can, for as long as you can. And when you get tired, push through that tiredness and do 2 more sets, because that's when you're really going to be building up your fitness, your strength, and your stamina. So when you get back into the ball field, and you can hopefully kick the ball, run and chase the ball, and not be too tired.
Brilliant stuff. Jazakallah for that, Ronald. Now, moving on to our discussion on body shapes. Now, why is it important to identify which shape are you?
You know, body shapes are such an interesting topic because many people focus on them. And many people refuse to acknowledge the fact that they are a particular body shape. Now, body shapes are also predetermined by our genes, yes. Some people will say, no. I'm this body shape because I'm big-boned. You know, what is big-boned? You know, everyone's got a bone structure, and some bones are more dense than others. But, of course, it's a lot to do with our fat distribution and our muscle distribution in our body. So the key body shapes that we look out for, I want to give people some ideas to not identify them because they need to identify themselves. If we look at the pear body shape is one where you're heavy from your hips down. So the hips are bigger. You know, they call that the traditional African body, where the hips are a lot wider than the shoulders. You then look at the apple body shape. That's where the shoulders, there's very little waistline in line with the hips. You then look at the inverted triangle where the shoulders are broader and the hips are narrower. The hourglass shape is where you have a very tight waist. And, of course, the ruler is when you're literally straight up and down and fairly tall. That's the body shape. Now, when you look at the pear, your weight is carried on the hips, thighs, and, of course, on your glutes. Now, you kind of have a defined waist with narrower shoulders and hips. Now, what you got to do is not do hip exercises to try to narrow those hips down and fixate on them. You really need to increase or enhance your upper body. And this is our difference in educating people about body shapes, Brother Ajaz,
right.
Is that don't focus on what you perceive as a problem area. like in a pear shape, people do hips and leg exercises. All they're going to do there is increase the size of that because they're working on resistance in that area.
Mm.
They need to literally balance out their upper body so that they get the perception and looks as though the hip, that the body shape is now changing to the hourglass shape. So you've got to do upper body exercises like rows, shoulder exercises, deadlifts. Those kinds of things will really help enhance your body shape if you are a pear. Now, if you are an apple, you carry fat and weight around the middle and the lower area of your body. And you generally have good-shaped legs, but you're prone to having rounded shoulder lines, and that is where the problem area comes in. So what they need to do is the exercises for an apple shape, high-intensity cardiovascular training, just like we've done now, this today.
Mm-hmm.
It will help increase your calories burnt per session. And the biggest muscles are the legs, and you really need to engage them because it will help you increase the calorie burn. With the inverted triangle, your hips are narrower than your shoulders, and your shoulder line is fairly straight and squared, and your waist may curve in slightly. They call this often the swimmer's body, which looks fairly bulky. And within this, squatting, lunging, and deadlifts are great because you're focusing on building the lower body, so you balance that inverted triangle out. And finally, you look at the ruler shape, and that's where your shoulders, waist, and hips are more or less the same width, and you have no obvious curves. So you need to engage your core with this. You need to do a lot more Pilates-type exercises, which are elongation strengthening exercises. You got to focus on your glutes to help get rounded hips. You got to develop that, a lot of squats, sumo squats, a lot of lunges, and, of course, build in chest press to help develop your back area as well. And that will really help you define a lot more of your shape if you are classified as a ruler. And those are the key basic shapes that we look at. But I hope people have realized that you don't focus on the problem areas when you're a particular body shape. Focus on enhancing the weaker areas that determine that body shape.
Now, Ronald, do guys have body shapes as well fitting, or is it just round, muscular, or mar?
Yeah, you know, you call it round, muscular, and mar. I'll call it ectomorph, mesomorph, endomorph. Let's just be physiologically correct. Yes, men do have body shapes. They are also predisposed to some of these shapes that we discussed earlier. You know, the apple, the pear, and so forth. But more or less, men, we look at bulk. So when you have a big tummy and you are really under, like a Marie biscuit, round, mm-hmm. round as a Marie biscuit, not as thin as one, as round as one, you then classified as being an endomorphic type character, which is a lot of mass on your upper body. You then get the ectomorph, which is a maro, very thin, very lean, not a lot of muscles on him, but very, you know, the elbows are bigger than the biceps,
yeah.
Okay? And then you look at the mesomorph, which is athletic, the muscular type body,
okay.
And that's where the men get differentiated. And essentially it's simple. If you're a mesomorph, you want to maintain the muscle tone. So you're doing a lot more cardio to keep on burning fat and light strength training to really help you keep the muscle shape and tone. You then look at the ectomorph, the thin guys. They got to do a lot of weight training, less cardio. And, of course, with the guys that are a lot bigger and a lot fatter, they need to do a lot more high-intensity cardio training. And then later on, once they've lost a lot of the weight, bring in some strength training.
Perfect. Jazakallah khair for enlightening us and educating us this afternoon, Ronald. We really appreciate it, inshallah. We'll pick it up tomorrow afternoon. You have yourself a wonderful day.
And you too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald Evergy there on the Verbal Fitness Sessions, talking body shapes. And coming up after this short break, we'll be speaking to Fatima Sidat. She's a psychological therapist, and we'll be talking about assertiveness, how to be more assertive.
When life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path.
Right now, it's time for the discussion on assertiveness. Fatima Sidat, psychological therapist, talking to us now about this mental health issue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Fatima.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
Jazakallah khair for joining us.
Jazakallah for having me on air.
Now, Fatima, what is assertiveness?
Okay, so basically, assertiveness is a communication skill. And you use it in all your social settings where... you know, some people actually have difficulty saying no. Like, for instance, in a workplace where you have a friend that doesn't really like doing work and you're working under them or next to them, a work colleague. And they keep giving you more work and more work. You end up doing your work and their work, and they get the credit for it. So, you know, if you're more assertive, you learn to say no when you can't manage, because you're just building unnecessary stress for yourself.
Now, is assertiveness important, as in, is it an important trait?
Yes, of course it is. It is an ability to communicate effectively, and also it's a way of sharing your feelings, your emotions, but in a more respectful manner, where you're not offending people, you're not becoming aggressive and shouting at someone. Assertiveness is about, you know, just viewing your point or telling a person, I can't manage, or no, I can't do this work for you because I have my own, but in a respectful manner where you don't hurt them as well.
Yes, we're speaking to Fatima Siddharth, psychological therapist. We're talking assertiveness. Send your questions through SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Now, be assertive. Send that question through. Now, Fatima, how will assertiveness benefit one's mental health?
Okay, so basically, if you're not assertive enough, you can build different types of mental illnesses. For example, as I mentioned earlier, if you're having problems with saying no at the workplace when it comes to accumulating work, obviously it's going to give you that added amount of stress. So stress then manifests in all the different ways where you can't cope, you start working till late, and it has a huge impact on your mental health. There's also that certain amount of anxiety. For instance, if a person is not assertive, so for you're having an interaction with someone and you have an argument and you are able to voice your opinion, but you're afraid to. And then that builds a certain amount of anxiety as well. So, yes, assertiveness does have an impact on your mental health. Being more assertive will definitely help you with avoiding stress, avoiding anxiety. People could become depressed because of not being assertive as well.
Now, Fatima, what is the difference between being assertive and aggressive behavior?
Okay, so assertiveness is communicating with people, but in a respectful manner, whereas you're not being... you know, you don't disregard their opinions, and you're not being, you know, rude to them or hurting their feelings in a bad way. Whereas aggressiveness is more of not taking, you know, not mentally taking, being aware of, you know, being respectful to the person. Mm. So you offend them or you hurt their feelings or you start screaming and shouting and becoming verbally abusive, that is aggression. So, you know, assertiveness is a very good communication skill to have, because you are taking care of yourself and your emotional well-being, but also of the other person, where you're not offending them in any way.
Now, Fatima, what are some of the benefits of assertiveness?
There are numerous benefits, and I think the most important one is better communication skills.
Mm.
So you're getting your feelings, your emotions across in a better way. You also become emotionally intelligent, whereas, you know, you know what you want and what your needs are and what makes you happy, but you're also aware of the next person, how they feel, what they are, what their opinions might be, and also what may offend them. You then, you know, try and deal with it in a more appropriate way.
Now, Fatima, some people might be timid or might not be able to say no, right? So when do you need to seek help to be assertive?
Okay, so when you, obviously, you, lots of people not assertive enough, and they start taking a lot of added stress and added work on, and it keeps piling up.
Mm.
So what people usually do is they let this all accumulate, and over time it affects them. And that emotionally you become drained, or physically you become drained. You start not taking care of yourself. When you start seeing all of that, it is very important to contact someone or you know, seek getting help from a therapist or counselor or even just a loved one and just have a conversation with them and see how best you can then help yourself become more assertive.
Any final tips for our listeners on how to be more assertive?
There are quite a few. I think the most important thing is to understand yourself. Become emotionally intelligent. So understanding your own thoughts, your own needs, your emotions, and then learning to value them. Because if you value your thoughts and emotions, when you do interact with people, you then take care of your mental well-being, and also in the same way you learn to respect others as well. Also, you need to learn to say no. A lot of people have difficulty saying no to certain things. Being assertive, again, it does not mean that you be aggressive or you be rude, but at least if you know you can't cope, explain to the person that you cannot cope with something and therefore you cannot help them. So it is very important to say no as well. Another thing is when people, most people, when they're not good at being assertive, they do have difficulty expressing themselves. Even when it comes to negative feelings, you feel like you don't want to make the next person angry. So you need to learn of how best you are able to communicate with this person and the best words to use as well. It's important to choose words very wisely, and that would also help becoming a very good person, like getting your message across in a very good way.
Fatima, finally, if there are any people looking for help at this moment, is there any details that you have for them to contact you?
Yes, they can contact me. I have an email address. If you Fatima.
Go for it.
My email address is Fatima, Fatima, @AIMED, that is AIMED.co.za, or they can call me on 011-058-7600.
Perfect. Jazakallah khair for sharing that info with our listeners, Fatima. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, indeed. That was Fatima Siddat, psychological therapist, talking to us about all things assertive. And it's very important, as she said, some people don't know how to say no, and they keep on taking on and taking on. And you know, it's the Ajib thing with these people that help out so much. The day they do say no, then it's as if the world had come to an end for those that have been asking of those people for so long. And this poor person might not be able to take on as much as they have been for so long, and they've decided finally to, you know, to let the person know, you know what, I can't keep on doing this for you. And then all of a sudden, it's like you let them down forever. And they forget all of the times that you have indeed helped them out at your difficult times and making it easy for you. If you've got any more tips for any listeners listening out there who struggle with being assertive, do send it through. You've got our details, SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Let us listen to that nizam for a few seconds.
وقلت الدعاء الخفي الضريح يسعك الفضاء الرحيم الخفي سبيل الدموع سبيل مريح تلا أدى يا صاحي كي تستريح وقلت الدعاء الخفي الصريح يسعك الفضاء الرحيم الفسيح سبيل الدموع سبيل مريح تلا هدى يا صاحي كي تستريح وبث الدعاء الخفي الصريح يسعك الفضاء الرحيم الفسيح
فبالله كم تستطب القروح ويبرأ جروح الكسير الجريح وينشط ذاك السقيم العليم وقد كان بالسقم دهرا طريق تقال العثار العظام به ويعود الهوى ككبش ذبيح بذكر الإله تطير.
Yes, indeed. Over the weekend, I was fortunate enough to meet one of our avid listeners, and she was so happy. She stays next to one of my aunts. And when I came to visit my aunt, immediately my aunt phoned to tell her that I was there. And we went over to meet her. And alhamdulillah, 77-year-old Apa Desai. It was wonderful meeting you over the weekend. And keep listening to Radio Islam International. And keep remembering us in your du'as. And we're glad that, you enjoy the program. And it keeps you smiling. And that is indeed one of our main aims, is to lighten the load in terms of there's a huge amount of sadness, depression, all bad news all around. And we want to change all of that and bring you into a brighter, lighter frame of mind. So from the power half our team for today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.